Yeah, well, just to start with the Chazar, so yesterday we were pointing out that the Am is confronted by this threefold image. Of course, the Heichal, or the Aron, which represents the Kedushas HaShechina, the Zakenim, which themselves are Es HaShem Elokecha Tira, L'Rabos Tamidei Chachamim, Uladaf Gabo, Hidavik B'Tamidei Chachamim. Number two, as kind of a, again, representation, the human ambassadors of the Shechina, as it were. And then third and finally, the Teva, which represents the Kedusha Sefer Torah. So, again, this is all our way of addressing the issue that we spoke about last week, is the Rambam's unique conceptualization of Avodas Hashem as being related to Talmud Torah and Tefillah, which is why the bias that's Muchan, the Tefillah, the Knisa Sa'am LeTefillah, B'chol Eisa Tefillah, I'm going back to Halach Aleph, paraphrasing, by definition, also has Sefer Torah from the very beginning. Not just its Kofin Bnei Yair Zetzel, Livnos Lahem Besak Neses, but also Liknos Lahem Sefer Torah Nevi'im Muksuvim. As long as you can't talk about one without the other, Talmud Torah and Tefillah. So on that basis, the Rambam says in Halacha Heyer, Bate Knesios U Bate Midrashos. The Bate Midrashos appeared once in this entire parak. Is completely out of place, unless you understand that for the Rambam, the base Knesses is have a base Medrash in its own right, in terms of the Talmud Torah that goes on there, through Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibur, and through what I like to call the representation of Torah Shebaal Peh, the Zaken Sheba'am, Mizomer Devrei Kevushin, Kedei La'or Esa'am, etc., to inspire their tefillos. Bate Knesses Ubate Midrashos, Noagin Bahen Kavod, Umechad Denosan, Mumarbit Denosan. So they should be swept, and they should, of course, be mopped. Marbitzim is basically the ancient form of mopping, the way that you would mop on a dirt floor. Presumption is that the floor would have dirt on it. So again, you'd put down some drops of water to make sure that the dust isn't rising, things don't become dusty. So the kavod here is expressed through nikiut, right? The idea that it should be clean and presentable. The Noah can call Yisrael bisfarad, right? Spain, uvim ma'arav, uvishinar, Uve Eretz Hatzvi. I love his usage of the term Eretz Hatzvi here. Okay, the Hadlek Hashashios Ubate Knesios. Okay, to light candles is obviously impacted by the Near Eastern and North African and Mediterranean practices, Islam, right? Ulatzia Bekarkaon Machalat Machatzalos Kidei Leishev Aleihem. What would they put down? What's that? Yeah, right. Exactly right. So, nothing wrong with it, and that was, you know, so to speak, the minhag ha-makom. Uva Arei Edom, where, you know, there was a completely different set of influences, Yoshrin Ba al hakisaos. What would they sit on? Chairs, right. So I don't know how many of your Bate Knesios have the rugs and the candles, but the point is that the Rambam's noting is that this is all part of the Rambam's presentation, Alacha Hei, of the din of kavod, right? The kavod that you show to Bate Knesios, and in addition to that base medrash, which theoretically would be out of order if we didn't have the conceptual framework where we know it's exactly appropriate to be discussed here. So this is kavod as it relates, so to speak, to the chafza, to the bias, and the base knesses and or the base medrash itself. However, there's a second dimension of kavod which relates not to, you know, basically the maintenance and the upkeep of the base knesses, base medrash, but on one's conduct therein. Bate Knesios Ubate Midrashos Einogin Bahen Kalos Rosh, which is the opposite of Kavod. Exactly. What? How, in fact, do we formulate the opposite of Kalos Rosh? Kovod Rosh, right? In the same root as Kavod. Kigon Schok Vehitel Vesicha Betela Vein Ochen Bahen Vein Shosin Bahen Vein Neosin Bahen Vein Mitalin Bahen Vein Ichnasin Men Bechamim Neacham Begisham Neagishamim. This is all conduct, whether it's Sicha B'Tela or Kalos Rosh, or, you know, having a picnic there, you know, or, you know, setting up a tiyul or what have you, using it as some kind of a refuge from the weather. This is all denigrating action vis-a-vis the Beis HaKnesses. V'chachamim v'talmideyim mutarin lachol v'lishtos behen midochak. Again, this is not the kind of thing that they should do, you know, openly and without any good reason, but, you know, for the sake of, let's say, preserving their learning in the context of Beis Medrash, or that they're constantly in the Beit Knesset, so that itself becomes less denigrating. Right? And as if you're in the Beis Knesset 5 minutes a day, and you choose to eat there, so that's clearly an act of denigration, right? You had 23 hours and 55 minutes not to eat there. On the other hand, if you're in the Beis Knesset 14 hours a day, So then, you know, your credentials, begavra, vis-a-vis this Beis Knesset, are firmly established. It's a place that you know again, bo kavod. So then, contextually speaking, we see your eating there as just something completely different. It's not the kind of thing that, you know, we would perceive to be an affront to Kedushas Beis Knesset or Kedushas Beis Medrash. So the point for today is, again, to see that bechefza uvegavra, it implies a certain standard of conduct and also applies a certain standard of maintenance and upkeep of Mechabdin Osan, Marbitzin Osan, Vechulei, and the fact that the Rambam's integrating Beis Medrash and Beis Knesset, again, that's how we started with this whole discussion, Hilchos Talmud Torah Perek Dalet, where the Rambam notes that Kedushas Beis HaMedrash supersedes Kedushas Beis HaKnesset. That's how we started on this topic. But the fact that the Rambam is integrating them here is, again, just a very clear evidence of the Rambam's ongoing belief of Avodas Hashem. These are two places that are Muchanim La'avodas Hashem, Hein B'Tfila, Hein B'Torah. And of course, as we know, there's cross-linking. The Beis Knesset is a place where it's primarily a bias in Mucham L'Tfila, but it's also a place for Torah. And as we know, based on the Gemara in Brachos, but Abaye, you know, once you learn the idea of Oav Hashem Shari Tzion Mikol Mishkanos Yaakov, the idea of davening Hecha Degarisna becomes even more appealing. So there's cross linking in both directions. The Beis Knesset is also a Beis Medrash, and the Beis Medrash is also a Makom Tfila. The cross linking is very important, even if in, you know, the final analysis, Kedushas Beis HaMedrash is going to supersede Kedushas Beis HaKnesset. Okay, so God willing, we'll pick it up there as we continue to make our way through the 11th parak of Hilchos HaTfila, which is, of course, all about Kedushas Beis HaKnesset.